Be'ezrat Hashem, we begin Perek Asir, the 10th chapter in the Rambam, Hilchas Sanhedrin, Laws of the High Court, and the Sefer Shoftim, the Book of Judges. We will continue the theme of the previous Perek, discussing how we come to a conclusion when there's a dispute. When this Perek discussed regarding the saying of what a person really thinks, and also regarding the preference that we give to finding merit versus the opposite. As Rambam gets a lachaf regarding the obligation to say your own opinion. One of the judges regarding a capital punishment case, whether he's from those who are saying he's guilty or not guilty, but not because he's saying something that appears to him because of his own understanding, rather he's leaning towards what his colleague has said. He violates a negative prohibition. This is what it says in the Torah in Shemoyz, don't respond on a dispute to incline, meaning that you're inclined after what someone else had said without your own personal opinion. From tradition, they learned that one should not say when they're counting all the different opinions when we go after the majority, you know, it's enough that I should say whatever he has come to the conclusion. Rather, say what's in front of you, say what you see, not what other people, don't parrot what other people are saying. Halacha Beis, regarding the preference of finding the person not guilty. Now, including this negative prohibition, that the one who has already said it, to exonerate, to say that he's not guilty, to by capital punishment, that he should not retract the lamed chayver to then say that he is guilty. Like it says in the pasuk, lisan ariv lintos, don't respond regarding the dispute to be inclined to tilt from your original opinion and now to say otherwise, to say that he's guilty. Now, when we say this, it's only b'shas masa matan, only during the discourse regarding the dialogue, where since you tell him not to back out, he will attempt to find an rationale, an explanation that he actually might find some good proofs to actually exonerate the person. But by the conclusion of the verdict, then the one who had originally said that he's not guilty could back out, meant to be counted amongst those who hold that he is guilty. Halacha Gimel. Talmud Shoyim Mezakav Emes. If one of the Talmid Chacham was finding merit for the guilty person, but then he died. So Royin is a kilo mezakim coming. You look as if he's still finding merit for the person in this place, even though he's not alive anymore. You count him as one of those who has said he's not guilty. If one of them says, however, yesh li lamar lav schus, I have what to say about him to exonerate him. But when ishtatik, he becomes mute, or he dies, before he's able to find and say the merit. To say what's the reasoning, why he's saying, which is the obligation, to say why he's saying he's not guilty. So that's like he's not here anymore, and you cannot consider him as an opinion to say he's not guilty. If you have two saying the same reasoning, even from the psukim, only counted like one, meaning for sure one of them made a mistake because they're saying the same pasuk in a different way, and therefore that you cannot count them as more than one. They can only be counted as one, which there's much discussion exactly the how to qualify this teaching. But if they're contradictory, then they cannot be counted as more than one. Halacha Vav, meaning, but specifically regarding because of how they're coming to their point from the same pasuk. Now, from tradition, they learned, we do not start with capital punishment from the greatest of the judges, because maybe the rest might rely on his opinion. But they're not going to see themselves fit and worthy to disagree with his opinion. And we said everyone has to say their own opinion. Rather, everyone says what appears to him, and therefore you start from the smaller, not from the greater. So too, we don't start a capital punishment case with first hearing why he should be guilty. Rather, first hearing why he should not be guilty. We tell the sinner himself, if you didn't do this thing that they're testifying regarding you, don't be afraid of their words. In other words, it's opening up the floor saying, don't worry, this might not go bad. That's opening up l'schus. Now, if one of the students that are there in front of the Sanhedrin says, regarding a capital punishment case, I have what to say that why he should be guilty, and I say, we silence him and we don't want to hear from him. But if he says, yes, I have what to say about him as a merit, they bring him up with them to the Sanhedrin, to the actual court itself, with the rest of the judges. If there's substance to what he's saying, they listen to him, and they never take him down from there at all, because he was upgraded with this offering. But if it turns out he doesn't have any substance to what he's saying to be mezakeh the person, Still, in the Yerid Misham Kol Yemikulu, we don't take him down from the Sanhedrin, at least for the rest of that day. Now, fellow Omar Hanid Natsbi, even if the defendant himself says, Yesh Lamar Al Asmi Schos, I have what to say about myself as a merit. Shemulay, they listen to Oilamin, and he's also counted for this for the counting. Bushi Mamash B'dvav, as long as the substance of what he's saying, then he could even be counted towards this court case. Halacha Tez, what happens if there's an error regarding a capital punishment case? So Bezdin Shatob Adin HaFashis, the courts make a mistake regarding a capital punishment case. The Chivas HaPater, and someone who's really exempt, they actually hold him guilty. But Gamar Din L'Chayv, and the verdict's handed down, he has to be executed. But then they see, wait a second, it makes sense to undo this verdict, to say find a merit. So they demolish the judgment and they go back and they judge him again. But let's say the other way around. Let's say they actually made a mistake and they exonerated someone who really turns out they realized that no, he's really guilty to be executed. They don't demolish his judgment. They don't bring him back. But when we say this, that they don't take him back, is b'shertov, if the error was b'dover in something, she'inat tzedokim moidin b'y. The Sadducees were those who denied the oral law. So for example, even if there was a mistake with an explicit Mishnah or one of the Amiram, but that's part of the oral law, and the tzedokim don't agree to that, so even though it was such a big mistake, but that is a judgment that cannot be to be done over. But let's say the error was in something that even the Sadducees agreed to, meaning something explicit in the Torah, it's a pasuk in Chumash, but then we do take the guy back to judge him, to find him guilty, because the ruling wasn't even a ruling at all. Kids, how so? So Amruf, they said, Habala erba shleika darka. They said that someone who had relations with a woman forbidden with him in the anal, unnatural way, so Potter, he's going to be exempt. Ufaturu, and therefore that's what this man did, so they exempted him. They bring him back, and they're going to execute him, because that's explicit in the Torah. It says, Mishke v'isha, the copulation with a woman, which says that there's two ways to copulate, which is the regular derech and the unnatural way. So that's explicit pasuk in the Torah. Even the tzedukim would agree to that. So therefore, that was not a din. Avalim omrubav, they said, Hama'are, if someone does irui, which is that of just the inserting of the corona of the male organ, shaloi kedarka, in an unnatural way, that such a person is pater, which is really not the case, but they said that error, and the fatur they exempted him. In such a situation, they would not take him back, because actually that halacha that tzedukim don't agree to, because they hold, yes, there's two ways of mishke be'isha, but kedarka, that's the way that yechayv ibn bahara, even if just there's initial contact. But shaloi kedarka, it would only be if you do a full act of bia, which is the insertion of the entire male organ, and since they don't agree to that, that's something that we don't undo, and in the case of anything that's qualified like that, something that they would agree to versus not, would be the difference if they can be machzir noisai, if they had, by mistake, exempted him, if they were taken back or not.